Welcome back. Well, next we go to City West. Violence erupted there this week. It followed protests over an alleged sexual assault on a 10-year-old girl. 2,000 people gathered there on Tuesday and Wednesday night. Many threw bricks and missiles at Gardaí. 30 people were arrested. Well, today City West houses around 1,600 people. Most of them are Ukrainian refugees. Our reporter Etna Dodd has been in Sagart to talk to locals. Etna, what were people telling you?
Friday afternoon and evening in Sagart, and by that time there was still a visible Garda presence at City West complex, as well as steel barriers around the complex. The village itself looked calm. Sagart has a population of just over 4,500 people. Starting at the road sign that welcomes you to Sagart is a short walk to the top of the road, past the City West complex on your right, the church and the school are on your left, and then a small row of businesses. I spoke to locals in Sagart about what had happened in their village this week. One of the locals I spoke to was Nicola Maguire. She grew up in Sagart and has lived there most of her life. She told me what happened on Tuesday night when she went to what she thought would be a peaceful vigil for the child.
Anyone who went to the what was more supposed to be a vigil type protest on Tuesday evening, we were all going for one reason and one reason only from a local perspective, and that was for to stand in solidarity with that little girl and her family.
When you came on to vigil on Tuesday, how long were you there for, and did you feel unsafe?
So when I first arrived, I was running a bit late from work. So I kind of went in and ran down very quickly and was planning to meet people down there. And I walked in through the gates of City West to where everyone was standing. And it was only when I kind of settled myself and was like, OK, I'm here now, because I thought I was going to be late, that I realised I did not recognise one single person around me. And the majority of those around me were men. At that point, I had a girl come over to me and ask me, could she stand with me, because she felt very nervous. And then it was a few minutes later, possibly 15 minutes later, where I could see balaclavas being pulled up over faces by a number of people. And we started to move back towards the front of the gate. I moved up towards the village quite soon after that. Myself and another resident, we noticed a girl and a man standing at the bus stop. So we went over to say to them that you're not going to be able to get a bus. And this girl was in a terrible state. She'd never been in Sagart before. She was absolutely petrified. And she was petrified because of the colour of her skin, and she didn't feel safe. So we were trying to tell her that she was safe, that we were going to get her over to my house, have a cup of tea, and when things calmed down, we'd get her a taxi.
Etna, from what Nicola was saying there, it sounds like people were afraid during the week.
That's right. But many locals told me there is a sense of fear in Sagart even before this week. I spoke with mother of two, Anne Sullivan. Anne has lived in Sagart for 7 years and is a member of the Sagart Guardians, which were campaigning for the government not to purchase the City West complex. She's also attended several peaceful protests outside the complex. We spoke just outside the primary school, which her child attends.
I can't speak to why the violence occurred. I came down here on Tuesday evening. I had a candle in my pocket to light a candle and leave and walk back to my home. On Tuesday night, I can tell you, I felt fear, but I feel fear every day. I feel fear every day in this village.
As a direct result of the violent protest on Tuesday evening, the operator of the restaurant within the CityWex complex, Lemongrass Fusion, was told it had to close. Camilla Gray, the operator of the restaurant, says she does not know when it can reopen.
We're closed. I don't know when we'll reopen. I have staff at home asking the question. I have no way to answer that question. I have no understanding of what's going on, other than I am under a closure notice from my landlord.
Prior to this week, what were customers saying to you when they came into the restaurant? Was business good?
No, I can't lie. Business has not been good. We are down 65% of our business. But business is very, very poor. Mixed reaction from the locals. Some people are still trying to support the restaurant, still trying to support me. A lot of others have been very direct and vocal in their refusal to come onto the campus as a result of what is now happening on it. So there's mixed feeling from the locals.
Mixed feelings there from the locals, Etna.
Yeah, and although I think most would agree that I spoke to that they are not happy with the way things are now, they also said that they felt that they are not being listened to by their government despite seeking meetings. Francis Timmins is an independent councillor who's been representing the area for 12 years. He told me he's taking the locals' concerns seriously.
This is the first time that we've seen this kind of explode. And absolutely, this does not mean in any way that I'm condoning any behaviour. We need to deal with those issues. And there are genuine issues. And they're being overshadowed by some of the thuggery that came up here the other night. The majority of people living in City West are coming here and trying to get on about their day-to-day business. A very small minority of people may be involved in some antisocial behaviour, and we are dealing with that with the guards, and we're dealing with it through the justice system.
Well, as a local representative, what do you think the people of Sagart want? What have they told you they want?
Well, basically what we're doing now is we're engaging, I'm engaging, and several community groups in Sagart are engaging with the community engagement team, which has been set up by the government, albeit later than I would have liked, and myself and other councillors are engaging in that. And what we're looking for is extra resources. So we're looking for extra Garda resources. We're looking for resources in terms of drugs and alcohol.
If you are told there aren't enough resources for more Gardaí or a stronger Gardaí presence here, what else can you do? What else can you offer the people of Sagart?
I think there will be resources. I'm confident that we will get this sorted. The minister, he's saying the right things. What we need now is the action to follow that. Thuggery and stuff that happened the other night, that doesn't do anything for the good people of Sagart. That just brings division and hate. And that's not what this is about. This is about everybody feeling safe in the community.
Independent councillor Frances Timmins there at Nadod. Thank you.